Backyard Chooks by Susan Paris. Eggs. My family eats lots of them. Scrambled, fried, or hard-boiled, it doesn't matter how they come. One morning, I was going to have an egg my favourite way, hard-boiled with soldiers, but there were no eggs left. We should get our own chickens, I grumbled, then we'd never run out. That's a great idea, Jane, said Mum. It might save money too. We'll have to do the maths. I wasn't exactly sure what she meant, but I was about to find out. Counting eggs. We made a start on the maths that night. The first thing we needed to work out was how much we spend on eggs. Our family buys free-range eggs, which cost around 60 cents each, a bit more than eggs from chickens in cages. We usually eat about 18 eggs a week, so that costs around $11. Great, said my sister Hera, who had been looking on the internet. Chickens only cost about $15 each. We'll save money in no time. It doesn't quite work like that, said Mum. Where are we going to keep the chickens? What are we going to feed them? You need to think of all the costs we might have. So Hera and I did some proper research. We started a list. Mum was right. Chickens need all kinds of things. A coop, wheat, pellets, grit and straw. Good start, Mum said, checking our list. Now we need to make some decisions, like how many chickens to get. Then we can work out how much they'll cost us to look after. I want lots of chickens, I said. I wanted eggs for my breakfast every morning. You might want lots, said Dad, but how many do we need? We'll have to look after all these birds. So it was back to the maths the next night. Counting chickens. 18 eggs a week. That's how many we usually ate. So how many chickens did we need? Most people think a chicken lays one egg a day, but we read that's not always true. We also found out that chickens lay fewer eggs in winter. Our cousins keep chickens on their farm, so we sent them an email to see if they could help us with the figures. They said that over a year, they get an average of 6 eggs a day from 13 chickens. That's 42 eggs a week. Too many for us. Mum suggested we start with 6 chickens, which should give us about 20 eggs a week. Perfect. Which chickens? Like dogs, there are different breeds of chicken. Another new thing we learnt. There are Leghorn, Plymouth Rock, Sussex, Orpington, and lots more. There's even a breed called Silky, which is covered in fluffy white feathers. I wanted Silkies. Dad wasn't so sure. He'd heard that Silkies get broody. Broody means the hen wants her eggs to hatch, and she sits on them most of the time. Broody hens are grumpy, which can make it difficult to take the eggs away. Dad also said that Silkies only lay about 100 eggs a year, or 2 a week. This didn't make them such a good choice. But they're so cute, I said, and they still lay eggs, right? Quite a few less, said Dad, and a Silky will eat just as much as a good layer. Think about it. Our costs will be the same, but we won't get as many eggs. In the end, we compromised. We would get 5 of the good layers that Dad wanted, but I could have 1 Silky. I'd get a fluffy white chicken, and we'd still have about 17 eggs a week. I also agreed to one more thing. I'd be in charge of feeding the chickens. Chicken feed? We learnt that chickens peck at food throughout the day. They eat all kinds of things, including worms, insects, and food scraps. These foods are great because they're free. But to stay healthy, a chicken needs a mixed diet. Like all chicken owners, we would have to buy wheat, pellets and grit, something we'd talked about earlier. Now that we'd decided on 6 chickens, we could work out the cost of keeping them. We went into the farm supply shop and checked out the prices of the things we would need. Our 6 chickens would cost about $4 a week for food and straw. If they give us 17 eggs a week, each egg will cost a little under 25 cents. Mum thought that was really cheap, but she had some worries. Would there be any vet bills? Could the price of chicken pellets go up? There might be other hidden costs too. Things we hadn't thought of. But at least we had the main things covered. The coop and the chickens. The chicken coop was next on our list. To save money, we decided to build our own and to use recycled material. We'd noticed that the people next door were doing up their house. They had a big skip filled with things like wood and roofing iron, and they said we could take whatever we wanted. In the end, we only had to buy nails and chicken wire. It took quite a lot of time to build the chicken coop, but it only took one morning to buy the chickens. We picked up my silky first. The lady who breeds them said they make lovely pets. Even Dad stroked her feathers. We put her in a cardboard box to keep her calm while we picked up the other chickens. The eggs. When we got home, we carried the chickens up to the coop. Soon they were checking out their new home. They looked happy, as though they might lay us some eggs, and it turned out we didn't have to wait long. The next morning, snug in the straw, was a small creamy coloured egg from my silky. It was delicious, but there was still one big question. Was it really a 25 cent egg? I guess it's too soon to tell. Making a financial decision. Important ideas. Choice. Having a range of possibilities. Options. Need. Something you must have. Want. Something you'd like to have but don't really need. Cost. The price you must pay. Not always money. To get something you need or want. Spend. To pay money for something you need or want.